You're listening to the LA Business Journal's weekly podcast.
This is Henry Meyer, and these are some of the stories from this week's issue. B. Riley Financial's roll-up of two investment banking and money management firms in 2017 has been a big undertaking for the Woodland Hills-based firm. In this week's issue, Pat Mayo explores how Unit Chief Executive Andy Moore is attempting to streamline the new B. Riley subsidiary. Toy maker Jax Pacific is in hot water with regulators and could be delisted from NASDAQ after failing to hold an annual shareholders meeting last year. The Santa Monica-based firm is also in talks to be purchased by China-based conglomerate Meixing Cultural and Creative, further complicating the company's future. Barney's is dedicating space at its Beverly Hills location to a collection of high-end cannabis goods. The Business Journal's Rachel Oranga reports that the luxury retailer's marijuana move is part of a larger trend in the cannabis industry, with entrepreneurs looking to market products to affluent pot consumers. West Hollywood's Pluto TV is in the midst of a crowded streaming space, but the company's subscriptionless model could give it an edge. The firm's offerings were impressive enough that Viacom shelled out $340 million to purchase Pluto last month. The industrial real estate market has been on fire over the last year, as demand for warehouse space has risen sharply in Los Angeles. One of the most desirable segments in the market has been cold storage space, reports Hannah Maddens. Brokers and landlords said the demand for cold storage property is unlikely to wane, as LA's status as a major port of entry means commodities that need specialized storage will continue to flow into regional warehouses. For more Los Angeles business news, visit labusinessjournal.com. To get the latest news delivered to your email inbox, sign up for our daily newsletters, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. You can also sign up to get our Silicon Beach Report, a daily email newsletter with the latest news from LA's tech sector. Thanks for listening.